What's up? Welcome to another episode with Chatty with Phoenix. Seems like I've only been doing one podcast a month. Y'all don't hold that against me. Your girl been busy doing a lot of things, and I appreciate the support. Definitely got to give a shout out to everybody. Make sure you go ahead and check out some new things going the way. Got some new music on the way, projects. Just check me out, The Phoenix. So on today's episode, you know, we're going to keep it brief because your girl got some other stuff on the way, right? So I'm just going to leave a simple little message. Something been on my heart. You know, I like to talk from my heart, y'all. It's about giving grace, giving people grace. You know, sometimes you don't know what they got going on, right? We live and we learn and we evolving. So we'll be back with another episode of Chatting with Phoenix. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. But what's been going on with everybody? I would love to hear from my listeners and supporters. What's been going on, everybody? This year has flown by, definitely, you know, and I could say that within this year, last year, a lot of things kind of changed, transpired. Connections I used to have, no longer have them. I really just feel like I grew a lot, and I just really became very honest and transparent with myself, and I'm still growing. So within all that being said, you ever feel like, I wish people could understand me more, they would be there for me more, but nobody can read anybody's mind, right? Also, within this space, I've also learned that we have to give other people grace as well. We don't know what someone is dealing with, what trials and tribulations, what transitions they're dealing with. So instead of us being so quick to have assumptions in our mind or be rude or angry or impatient, sometimes we have to give people grace. And that's something I know within myself as I'm growing older and just kind of evaluating certain things in my life. Sometimes I'm like, it's so easy just to write someone off. And I'm not saying keep relationships or people around that you don't feel like shouldn't be in your life anymore. But for example, unfortunately, it's getting colder out here. We have so many homeless people out here. If you're able to help somebody with something, why not? Sometimes we get so caught up in life and our own problems and our own struggles and our own situations that we don't even realize that one small thing can really brighten up someone's day. So I just encourage all of us to kind of give grace, just like God gave us grace. He woke us up this morning. He started us on our day. He gave us the activity of our limbs. Some things are priceless. Some things money cannot buy. So just think about how God has given us grace, traveling grace, grace on our jobs, grace with our family, grace in different things, allowing the bills to be paid, food to be on the table. Yeah, things may not be exactly the way we want them to be, or things, sometimes they don't work out the way we thought they would work out, but sometimes it's God's orchestrated message in his manner that is done so perfectly to make sure that we are still able to keep going and keep thriving our lives. It's all about perspective. It's all about where you're at. I would even say me a year ago, stuff, I would be like, why that person did me like that? Why my family did me like that? Sometimes God allows things to happen for us to see. But also, when you start giving grace to situations, and with grace, it does not mean you have to, once again, be a part of someone's life. But just, you don't have to always get upset. You don't have to always let it be the end all, do all in a situation. You can just take that situation like, hey, you know what? I don't know what that person's going through, I'm going to still be polite. I'm going to still be respectful. And honestly, this is something I deal with my current job. You know, I'm thankful for a job. May not be where I want to be at, but I'm thankful for God giving me a means to make income. Sometimes I've had to deal with people talking to me crazy on my job because I do sales and insurance right now. I've done a lot of customer service also in my life. And not people right for what they're doing. They're definitely not for going off on someone. Sometimes I think about what are they going through. With that being said, I also know that this is only a temporary thing for me. Trouble is not going to last always. God has always been graceful in my life and situations, and He's opened so many doors, and I believe He's going to open so many more. But just giving that grace to other people, it's also allowing me to know that, you know what, it's bigger than me, Brittany. It's bigger than a lot of things. So just a simple message. Sometimes put yourself in someone else's shoes. Try to be understanding. Doesn't mean you have to continue relationships, but just be kind. But yeah, thanks again for tuning in. Hopefully I will be able to get some guests. It's scheduling, but just in closing, I'm not telling nobody to be stupid or tolerate anything. I'm just saying, just trying to be a little understanding sometimes, you know. You ain't got to be petty. You don't have to get caught up in unnecessary drama. Just got to keep it moving at the end of the day. Okay, so once again, please be on the lookout for Phoenixology Volume 2 dropping soon. Been working on this project for a minute. Got more videos coming. We got a lot of stuff coming. Thank you so much, everybody. Check out Phoenix Photography and Film on Instagram, Facebook. Shout out to y'all, know who y'all are. If you want to be on the show, feel free to hit me up at thephoenixnow@gmail.com. We're about to start doing some major things in major ways. Peace, love, and blessings. Until next time, love you all.